I got that game.
Hi guys, welcome back to the MC Now podcast. As usual, Corona has prevented us from meeting to record, but then we're still going to bring an interesting episode regardless. And today we have quite a conversation with one of our favorites, should I say. But then as usual, I'm never alone. I'm here with Yeah, what's up?
Hi guys.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
How's Corona treating you? I'm fine too.
Charlie, same old.
Today we are talking about the writer's perspective. So it's like we're trying to delve into the minds of the writer and like how they see or how they view the world before they put their words in writing. We have Abeku Little today. Abeku, what's up?
Charlie, how do you also?
Charlie, we did.
Is it Abeku Little? Twitter?
Yeah, that's him. Right there.
Oh my god, hi!
Hey, Charlie, what's up?
I'm good.
But Abeku, honestly though, I don't actually know your real name. So could you like talk about yourself? Like describe yourself?
Hey. Alright, so government name there go hard, but I'm Kweku.
Why government's name go hard?
Yeah, we they try hide some parts of our identity. We don't be say we they hide, but actually.
Adibob. So you're Kweku. So where from the little?
Yeah, I'm Kweku. No Christian or English name. I'm Kweku.
Oh, okay. So where from the little?
Okay. Short. It's a very short story. So back then in SHS, I went to St. John's SHS in second year, Takrady.
Okay.
So back then, there was this senior called Little, and they said we sort of looked alike, so that was where I got the name from. It's a very simple story.
You're a writer. Are you a full-time writer or you're like a part-time writer?
Well, I write when I can. I'm not full-time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I write when I can.
Is it more like a hobby for you?
Well, it's not a business yet. I'm not looking to make it a business, but I write because I love writing.
So talk about what writing is to you and how you feel when you are in your writing element.
Well, writing is art. Writing is life. Writing is one of the many ways through which we get our thoughts across, our feelings across. We have music, we have acting, movies, we have writing. So, and even for the movies and music, you write. So I think writing is the most basic way or the primary way through which you can get your feelings across, and you can do that across all genres, fiction, non-fiction, horror, comedy, anything you want to write about. So writing gives you a bigger voice. Yes, a bigger voice.
Okay, so you see writing like as a form of expressing yourself?
Oh yes, it is.
What do you pick inspiration from? What do you look at before you decide, oh, I think I should write on this or that?
Well, for inspiration, I think I know this might be a cliched line, but I look at what's happening around me. Previously, I was more of fiction. But these days, I try to blend fiction with non-fiction. And for instance, I take a very controversial or a topic that's delicate that people do not like to talk about, and I tackle it from my own view. I add some fiction, but then the core of the story, which is that topic, remains. So I blend it. So I'm inspired by real life experiences.
Real life experiences. Could you like mention like anything that has particularly inspired you?
Okay, so there's this piece, I think it's the most popular on my blog yet. There's this piece about an unemployed guy who has sunk into depression.
The suicide.
He was writing his
suicide note.
He was writing his death note.
Okay.
Yes, suicide note. So that is not a personal experience, but it's from conversations I've had with friends and coursemates since we finished school, and their troubles. that particular story was inspired by all the conversations I've had with people who are still going through it, my mates, my seniors. I have friends who have been unemployed for years. They finished school way before I did. They are still unemployed, and they are struggling to make ends meet. So we talk, and I didn't want to make the story too specific. So one of them would feel like it's their story that I'm putting across. I just wanted to make it in a way that they could all relate, but they can't say, I used their line, or I used their story. You understand?
That was quite a piece you wrote, and I saw the reactions it got from across Twitter, especially. Because it's like, at that point, everyone felt like they were conflicted, regardless whether they had completed or not. And that was one thing. I don't know if it was just at the time that everyone was going through it, and it looked like even people who are not completed still found themselves within that drift. And that was what was peculiar to the whole thing about me, because if this is a suicide note about someone who has completed and is worried, you who haven't completed, like, how do you relate so much? So then it was quite a bargain for me, but then it was a good piece regardless. So at the part of the piece where you say all the Bloomberg and Serralio and shows that they come, if you see me, it means say that period something small day my body. So say if my employee friends they pay, I go pay some. I look forward to those days because I get to clear my head, forget all my worries, and have a good laugh. That part resonates with everybody, regardless whether you're done. Whether you're done with school or not. Because even when you're in school, the stress and everything, immediately you get money, you feel like, Charlie, let me just ball out and just clear my head real quick. Yeah. So then it's like it tackled a particular topic in a general way that made it very relatable to everyone. And that's like very, very cool about it. Aside picking inspiration from the environment to write, what do you specialize in? What are your, do you have like specific interests when you're writing? Do you always want to tackle like societal situations from
I think these days my interest is, as I mentioned earlier, is in the topics that people do not necessarily want to talk about. So I have pieces on rape, I have pieces on blackmail, revenge porn, I have pieces on this the unemployment feeling. So I'm trying to touch on these things that we know exist, but most writers do not tackle.
So your mommy loves you piece. That's like your most recent piece.
Yes, that's the abortion piece. Yes.
What's that one about?
It's about a lady. Then this is actually a true story. So most of my stories are actually true stories, and I add a bit of my skill to it so that I can narrate the story in a more interesting and relatable manner. Okay. So I got this from a lady, a follower, after I did the unemployment piece, and she said she didn't know why she sent me that, but she just had to talk to someone. And actually I do get a lot of these people in my DMs. I have people who DM me just to talk to me about their issues, hoping that I can offer a solution or I can just be a listening ear. And thankfully, sometimes or most of the times, I'm able to help them. I refer them to a professional psychologist or therapist. So this was one of such cases.
And the piece is quite vivid, if I should say. Was she really in that position, or you exaggerate? Do you exaggerate your stories a bit?
No, for the real life experiences, I hardly exaggerate. They are not exaggerated.
So how do you feel with all these people coming to you? Because everyone has their issues. If everyone's coming to you like that, how are you able to like contain everyone, if I should say, and still take care of your own stuff on the side?
Well, I've always said I thank God he created me a strong person. I don't know, but I'm able to control myself and my issues and my emotions better. So sometimes people think I have problems, and maybe I hardly do, but the few problems that I have, I try not to let them get the better of me. So I think that has helped me. I'm able to address my problems well, so I think I'm in a better position to handle others too as well.
In your writing, you make mention of your friends quite a number of times. Are they okay with it? Are they okay appearing in your pieces? Do they have?
Oh yes, they are.
They are very okay with that, because you know someone's friends might be
so
like.
So they sometimes I send them the this before I post stuff, or sometimes they see it on the TL and they go and read, and they come to like this meme in the DL. You mess up with like that kind of thing, that kind of vibe. It's they're always cool with it.
So you haven't had an instance where a friend has come at you for mentioning him wrongly? Wrongly is in quotes.
Oh, no. It has never happened. And I think it's because of the people I include in my stories. If I'm not like that with you, or if I know you might not be cool with your name in my piece, I wouldn't do that.
That makes sense.
You know how, like, people complain that friends aren't supporting their businesses and whatnot? Do you feel like, because this is more of, you know, because it's a bit touchy, it's, you know, sort of driven to the aspect where people aren't very supportive? Because, I mean, people don't even want to post business flyers and whatnot. How much more this one that they are talking about subjects that people ignore or just avoid talking about?
Okay, well,
yeah, you are.
For my friends and my followers, I think my followers have been pretty generous with the way they share, because sometimes I'll be there and someone I don't know from anywhere will share a story I wrote maybe 2 years back and mention me in the post that, go and read this for my big little, I think you all should read this, or something like that. So I think the response has been generally okay.
Good.
For me, I'm not too much interested about the numbers, but it's just for the message to get across.
More of the impact.
Maybe hopefully make an impact somewhere to change some minds somehow. And my friends, the people I consider friends, they've also been very supportive so far.
Do you have special interests when you're writing? Do you choose to write only fiction or only non-fiction?
No, actually, I sometimes when people present their issues or present their stories and I have to write it from a writer's perspective or from the first person point of view, they leave me with little choice because I cannot make it fiction. It's not even fiction. It's non-fiction because it is a real life experience. It is true.
Okay.
Yeah, but other times when maybe I want to talk about a topic, I can take that topic and create a story out of it with the hope of pushing the topic. So that would be fiction. Because that hasn't really happened to anyone, and I'm creating it. So that's fiction. So I don't know. It depends on the stories I get. If I get it from someone, and that's the person's true life experience, that's non-fiction. If I want to make something up, that's fiction.
So you're writing on Kunkun Tiba. Is it a fiction or?
Yeah.
That's a fiction.
That's fiction.
How did you come about that idea?
I think I was trying to. Kunkun Tiba is about dating younger or minors. Yes, it's about dating minors, revenge porn, and blackmail, all of that. So I first thought about the revenge porn idea, and then I wanted a way to make people see that it's a bad idea, because believe you me, there are a lot of people who do not see anything wrong with leaking people's naked videos and pictures, even on the TL, we see it all the
time. Yep, that's true.
Yeah, and this idea came to mind, especially at a time where I think in 1 week there were about 4 leaks or threats to leak people's videos on the TL, and I thought it was getting too much. So I just had to find a way to educate my brothers. So when I was writing it, or when I was thinking of how to put it in story form, this thought of what if in the process of making people know that revenge porn is bad and leaking or all of that is bad, what if I add that the girl was even a minor? So in that instance, I'm putting two topics across, two messages across, that it's a no-no, it's a no-go area to date minors. It's like, it's not even legal, don't try it. So in that particular story, you have about 2 or 3 things to learn from, and I think that the way I put the story was the best way I could. It got to a point, I didn't know how to continue. So I sent it to someone to help me with the continuation, and she did good.
Oh, so you actually team up with people to write sometimes?
No, I don't team up this girl is called Elaine, like she's a friend, and I think for the suicide note, yes, we were texting, and she told me, it's been so long since I posted something.
Mm-hmm.
And that was even during my Twitter break, yes. She told me, it's been so long since I posted something. Why don't I have stories? What's stopping me? And I told her, oh, I even have a lot of stories from people that I have to put in story form and then just post. And then she told me I should try and go into my DMs to read over those stories and see what I can do. So I left her hanging. And after about 2 hours, I came back and showed her the draft that she should read through.
Okay.
And when I showed it to her, she read it. I don't know. I wasn't there with her, so I already know. But from her response, it felt like she was really moved. And that was how I knew that I had done a good thing.
Okay.
So I decided to post that. So it was after that she told me that she would like to read my stories before I post, so maybe she can give her a little input.
Input. Okay.
So that was why I sent her this one, to see if she could find a better ending.
So has this writing thing always been like part of you, or just started at a certain stage in your life?
For writing, I've always written. From childhood, I wasn't the type of child that was allowed to go outside to play or visit friends. So it was always storybooks.
Ah, my story.
Yeah, so I wrote a lot of stories in childhood. I don't remember where all those books are. I would have been a millionaire by now, but that's for another day. And then I started writing to Junior Graphic to have my stories posted.
Oh, okay.
And I got, yeah.
So you start a star now.
And my stories were posted like quite frequently. And then I developed love for football. So there's this section in Graphic Sports where fans can send their opinions. Short, I think.
It's like a text, message though.
So I was sending that to on the regular on Black Stars performances, whatever topic they give. So I've always loved writing. It's just that when I went to uni, it got missing, it got lost in school and all that.
When you're writing, what challenges do you encounter with your writing? Do you like experience writer's block? Yeah.
Oh, as in when I sit down to write.
Yeah. Or whenever you're thinking about something to write.
I just make sure sometimes I set a target of 2 hours.
Okay.
Especially for these blog posts. And I'm able to reach that target even before 2 hours. So when I sit down to write a story, by the time I get up, I'll have posted the story. Set I want. One and I see 20 men get. Set I want. Akube Balenciaga gang. I want
Public Ghost. Boys, no be family, never. I didn't want the car with the camera umbrellas. May you say a ooh, may you say a ah. Talk no means say if you do better, mind G. I've been grinding my whole life.
Okay guys, we've come to the end of the main conversation. Right now we are heading over to the 9 segment, where I'm going to ask Yaa and Abeku 9 random questions, and they're just supposed to give me answers off the top of their heads. I'm not supposed to think too much to it. So let's start. So Abeku, what's the last TV show you watched that you termed great?
Okay, well, I think it's Friends.
Friends.
I've been watching a lot of good shows recently, but I don't think they're great.
Okay, so the last is Friends for you. Yeah, how about you?
I think Big Bang Theory.
That's what's up. The next question, what's one smell you hate?
It's the smell of death. I don't know if it has a smell, but unhygienic. Hello? Yeah,
Abeku said he can smell death.
No, I'm not.
He said he can smell death, and that's the smell he hates the most. I don't know how he does that, but then I want to find out if that's how it's called, right?
If he unhygienic, yeah.
I don't know how death smells though, but the smell I hate is like a smelly guy.
Yeah, it's all parts.
It's all parts. I know. Then No, wait. So then, a mouth odor.
That's general.
Yeah, that's general. Cause mouth odor and all those things.
Yeah, that's what I hate. I can't be specific. Let me put that body odor.
I think I can stand body odor because of sports. The sports I've indulged myself in. Yeah, what's one smell you can't stand?
palm kernel oil.
Oh, really?
Ajungo.
So what, you don't eat palm nuts?
No, I said kernel. You know, sometimes people use that particular oil.
No, but don't you pound it or something?
And to fry things. And I don't know, I just detest it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It has a pretty odd smell.
It's a bit similar. It's a bit similar to coconut oil, but I think coconut oil is like manageable.
Interesting.
But I drink one day and I'm not.
What's one personal skill you could learn? If you could learn one personal skill, what would it be?
Is playing of instruments a personal skill?
Yep, I think it counts. It should count.
Oh, okay. And I've always wanted to learn how to play the keyboard.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
All right, so we have to link up and we'll find a teacher.
Is that how to shoot a shot?
I always wanted to learn the keyboard. I thought I told you that story. And instead, I started learning the trombone, and that was a disaster, so I left it. Thank you very much.
What was your least favorite food as a child? Yeah, you go this time. And do you still hate it, or do you like it now?
There's a stew, a egusi stew. I don't know what's going on with that meal, but till now, I don't like it.
Oh my god.
You don't like it?
Another meal that I also don't like, I think if you know me, you know this, is omutu. Why are you fidgeting the rice?
Wow, like, you're bad rice.
And then, you know, like back in the day, like primary and JHS, I don't know, some of you went to like some DB school, so you had school feeding program or whatever, right?
Look at you.
Nah, some of us, you actually have to like walk and go to the canteen or go beyond the school and go and buy. And what I hate is like you buy omutu, right? And it will, like, how do you say in English? A bit boo boo. Like, it will be in the soup. Oh, no, nah, nah. Just no, no.
It makes the food messy.
Yes, yes, that's the word. Messy.
Do you like, but you don't like any of them now?
Oh, still, till dates, till dates.
You still hate them?
Yeah.
How about your beautiful?
Okay, well, I hate kinky.
Wow, look at you calling someone bad vibes.
Oh, yeah, kinky is bad vibes.
Hey, excuse you. Pardon?
For kinky, I think I understand why. My mom has been telling me she used to feed me a lot of mashke when I was a kid.
But that's but, supposed to make you like it, rather.
So I think maybe I grew tired of it or something. But for as long as I can remember, I've never tasted kinky. It's not going to change anytime soon.
Phew, that's quite surprising.
Wow. So kinky, banku.
Banku too? Nah, bruh. You're bad vibes. No, you're serious bad vibes. We can't
You know,
take
I was
this.
Actually coming to side with him because I, for one, I eat kinky when I'm craving. It's not something I can eat like on a regular. But right now that you've added banku, they are alone, bruv.
Okay, so next question. Say you are independently wealthy and you don't have to work. What would you do with your time?
Well, I think I'll travel the world to see more of the world and maybe write.
Yeah, how about you?
I'll travel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, travel different parts of the world.
Okay.
You'd learn more in the process when you're ill.
People don't want to sleep, eh?
Nah. Oh, I'll be jet lagged.
Just say me and I'm the lazy one. Medium.
You can sleep by the beach, Charlie.
Make who can carry me. If you had a chance of naming your autobiography, what would you call it?
Wow. When you hope for the best, you prepare for the worst as well.
Hey, sis, you need to come to play.
Yeah, shit happens.
But you hope for the best, you prepare for the worst. Ish. It's more poetic.
You long too much.
Poetic justice. That's what's up. How about your beautiful?
I've not really put smart thoughts away. Yeah, but Charlie. Okay, where do you mean this?
He said me this. Like, you know this, eh? Like, nobody else, yeah. Did. Like, you know this.
Charlie, nobody else.
What's your favorite holiday? Or your favorite tradition?
Favorite holiday? Well, I think it has to be the Christmas period.
Choose Christmas over Easter?
Yeah. Well, Easter in Ghana doesn't have that holiday feel.
Okay, well, as compared to Christmas, yeah.
I mean, through the Western movies and all, we've been fed some image of Christmas and we try to live to that image. But there's no Easter spirit like Christmas spirit. Easter is mostly church, God. Cross.
but that's true. Yeah, how about you?
I think I'll be more specific. I really like New Year's.
Why?
Because I always say every year, this is when we're born again.
If you had a time machine, would you go back in time or you go into the future?
If I could turn.
Yeah, I think I'll go into the future.
You would go into the future. Yeah, where would you go? Past or future?
Yeah, future.
Aviku, how about you said you were going to the future. Why would you go into the future?
Well, I think the thrill of knowing what's to come. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, last question. What's one career you wish you could have?
I wish I could have, but I'm not going to have all.
It's like someone who's already established.
You can't have that career.
Nah, you can't have that career.
Well, I always fancied being a doctor, a medical doctor. But that ship has long sailed. I'm not a science person. So, yeah.
How about you, yeah?
You know, those like special agents, those CID. Ah. So,
you the boss from brains.
That'd be hard.
Serious. No small job. Thank you guys for joining us on today's podcast. It was quite an interesting conversation we've had with Abeku Little. Myself and Mami are grateful for everyone who has tuned in. You know, times are hard right now, but then, yeah, regardless, we are still going to be giving you interesting content. Abeku, your last words in your social media before you go.
Wash your hands, guys. Yeah, don't touch your face. Oh, but seriously, let's not go out. If you don't have anything to do outside, stay inside.
4,000 cases, please stay in your houses, okay?
Charlie, 4,000 cases.
Your social media.
It's Abeku Little everywhere.
That's what's up. Yeah, your last words for everyone listening.
Hey guys, just
stay watching. What's up? Okay, thank you guys for joining us once again. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate everyone who has tuned in during these hard times. Last week, good day, alright. And yeah, I have a song coming. If this comes out before the song comes out, yeah, I have a song coming out. But if it doesn't, go and listen to my song that just came out. Thank you very much for joining me. Cool. Thank you guys very much. I appreciate it. Goodbye.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.